Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Many people are out shopping at big stores on this Black Friday, but those skipping the rush today are being asked to support local businesses tomorrow for Small Business Saturday. With us now live is John Kabatek. He's the California State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Chris, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. You know, the forecast for holiday shopping this year, it's good, but it's certainly not spectacular. Does that forecast also apply for small businesses?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we are finding small businesses are still crawling out of that COVID hole, Chris. You know, they're still trying to get back on track, create jobs, and get themselves humming again and working and helping our economy. And I can't think of a better way to get people out there to support that through Small Business Saturday tomorrow, November 25th. So this is a great way to jumpstart Main Street, and I'm so excited to be here to talk about it.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned coming back from COVID. Also, what kind of an impact is inflation having on local small businesses these days?
Oh, very much so. I think what we're finding is that it is still very difficult. We're still finding that they are challenged with the cost of doing business. Inflation is not the only impact. I think it's just filling those job openings. You know, we are finding about, we do a survey every month, and with NFIB, our small business group, we're finding about 43% of small business owners here in California and nationwide are having difficulty filling those job openings. So it's inflation, and it's still also getting those jobs filled. And again, Small Business Saturday is a great way to get people to really get moving on that. And that's exciting.
You know, these are small businesses, many of the mom and pop companies. What kind of an impact do small businesses have on our local communities?
They have a huge impact on our local communities. You know, it's important. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, you know, small businesses just here in California alone, they make up 99.8% of all businesses. They're about 4.1 million small businesses employing, Chris, get this, 7.5 million Californians. But it's those small businesses that really support the local sports teams, not the major league teams. They support the local schools. They support just helping to create jobs. So it's those small businesses that really do make up most businesses, not just helping our economy, but helping get people to work. And really, those small business items and services are awesome. They're just made with love and they're made with care.
Yeah. And John, one last question before I let you go. We're getting a little tight on time, but what more does the state, like California, the state government and the federal government need to do to help small businesses?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing they can do is make sure they're paving the way, not blocking the way for small businesses to be successful.
Right.
So lowering costs, lowering taxes, giving them the ability to have fewer regulations. Most importantly, giving them a jump start to give them the support they need. And I think, again, Small Business Saturday, you're helping encourage people to patronize the brick and mortar stores. You're getting businesses jump started. You're supporting the local community, but you're also getting some really cool deals that are made from the hands and hearts of your local neighbors. So I encourage people to use tomorrow, not just as one day to patronize small business, but make Small Business Saturday every day of the year, because you're going to help not only your small business in your community, but you're going to help get people working and get the economy moving again.
Yeah. Okay. John, thank you so much for taking some time this morning, and enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
I'm off to go get some toys and some items and some candy, and I'm just going to every small business I can today and tomorrow.
Great. Okay.
You too. Thanks to God.
Wonderful. Again, that's John Kabatek. He is the California State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.